Hey friends, you may have heard about Azure Service Fabric, but did you know that it has a serverless offering as well? Service Fabric Mesh is a fully managed service for building and deploying mission-critical apps without managing infrastructure. Chaco Daniel is here to tell me all about it today on Azure Friday. Hey folks, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Chaco Daniel to talk about Service Fabric Mesh. How are you, sir?
Very good. Yeah, nice to see you again.
Yes, sir. So Service Fabric, I love. Service Fabric Mesh, I don't know, it sounds cool. What is it? What is it going to give me?
Okay, so I actually have a slide as well, and I'll start talking about it. Mm-hmm. So Service Fabric, so I'll take you on a journey. That's the right thing to do. I guess 2 years ago, we announced Service Fabric at Build.
Yeah.
And so that was like the way to announce to the world that here is an offering which allows you to use the technology which we use in all of Azure. Like, like most of the core platform uses it. So that is the platform. Mm-hmm. So what we didn't realize is that actually also gave one headache to the customers of managing clusters, infrastructure. They had to think about capacity. They had to think about what kind of network can I bring my network and so forth. And then also, it is almost impossible for customers to think through, in 2 years, what do I need to do for applications? So that created a lot of incidents for us. So that got us thinking, man, let's take that problem away from the customers. So Service Fabric Mesh was born. So basically, Service Fabric Mesh is actually a serverless way for a developer to deploy their applications into Azure without managing infrastructure whatsoever. They just deploy things into containers, they wrap it in the containers, there is a tooling for it, and then they just deploy without thinking about, will I need more later, or will I need less, can I scale down, scale up, scale out, or like up and down. Mm-hmm. You can do all of it.
Right. If I put things into the context of myself and a typical developer that might be using something like App Service is platform as a service. It's not serverless in the sense of you know that there's an App Service plan. You ultimately have to think about there's a VM. Somewhere there's a VM. And when you scale out and you scale up, you think about it. You are conscious of it. You're aware of it. And serverless means what? Releasing that to the machine and letting the machine handle it for you. So you're allowing me to no longer worry about the administration of the Service Fabric.
Correct. So we take care of that side of it. It still is built on the same platform.
Right.
Right. So that means you actually, it's not a brand new service which we just cooked up right now. We basically are using the same service which we have live now, but we use it internally. Internally, basically, we have clusters which are like 4,000 or 5,000 nodes strong. So when a customer comes in and says, I need an application, I need 10,000 instances of this container, we are able to give it to them in minutes. Or in fact, our aim is to get it to like 16 to 30 seconds.
Wow.
So it's near real time. So that's the real thing which we want to do. So scale on demand is something which we're really working on. We've been in public private preview for like 4 months now. So we are getting to that point where we would announce a public preview of it as well. So, but we kept a lot of the fun things which customers loved. Like for example, the lifecycle management of the applications, we kept that. We also kept the whole microservices concept. So instead of just going and talking about containers, because that's what you deploy it into anyway, but that is not what we focused on. We focused on the customer's application. So they just describe their applications, and by the way, I am actually in a container, and I just need four of them. So that is the key about it. And then everything else, like the security compliance, all those things which the platform provided, still stays, and it'll accrue. So that's a key thing about it. And the other thing which is very interesting to us is basically, when you are in the serverless land, when you're in the container land, routing becomes an interesting piece of things. Like for example, I want to do blue-green deployments. I want to make sure that service A, only 10% of service, when service A is, for example, the front end, and the back end is service B, I have a new version. I want to try the service B, the new version. I can say 10% of my traffic goes to there and so forth. So those are things which can easily be done. And the technology we use behind the scenes is Envoy. Mm-hmm. So we integrated with them. So that's a piece which is very exciting about Mesh.
Do you have some demos? Can you show it to me live?
Yeah.
I think the best way to see this is to see it happen.
Absolutely. Give me one more second and then I'll introduce the resource model for you.
All right.
And then, so in order to describe your application, there's a resource model.
Okay.
So resource model, unlike the old model which we had, which was very prescriptive, this is not. You actually define your application as a resource and manage it like in ARM research, then applications are made of services. Services have networks, and services can have routes, networking rules, and so forth. So let me give you an example. Last time I was here, I showed you a bouncing pyramids one.
Yep.
So we'll use the same one because I just wanted to show it. Like, this is actually an interesting one. So
you upgraded it in real time, and we saw it pause for a moment, and then it kept going, and there was virtually no downtime as it upgraded individual bouncing things.
Yes, man, you just really remember. So how about me using the Cloud Shell for a change instead of using the CLI on the box? So I'll use the Cloud Shell.
Fantastic.
So I will now just basically, I have a few things here. I just have the scripts written up. So I just, so that I don't waste time here.
Don't forget your trailing quote. So paste that in.
There you go. So I've set the subscription, and then I will create a resource group.
All right. Using the AZ CLI that is already logged in and set up. The nice thing, of course, what he's doing when you log into either shell.azure.com or go to the Azure portal and look at the shell, it's pre-logged in for you. He set the subscription and didn't have to install anything. He's already got AZ set up.
Yep.
Now he's made a resource group called Mesh 2,
and then Mesh 2. Yes, and then I'll walk through the JSON for you. So I'm just going to just deploy that JSON. That's all I'm doing. So basically, that's all I did, and it's starting to run. So let me just show you what that JSON is, because then it's more interesting to see what is this new thing which we just did. So this is like any other ARM JSON. It actually has, this application has a front end like you just talked about. That is, it actually has a front end called Web. And then it also has a backend called Worker.
Okay.
And then it is a part of this application, which is Service Fabric Mesh Applications. And all the customer did was basically lift and shift we wrote a .NET Core app, but basically just says, I'm going to listen on port 80. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay. So yeah. And then basically, here's the resources I need. I need one core, and then I need one gig of memory. And I need a replica of count of one. So similarly for the workers, and I just deployed it. So by now, it should have come up, or it's still running. So we'll give it a few more minutes.
Okay. So this is an example where it is bringing up, how many are you bringing up?
Just one. So that, because it was more interesting to show one. And then the other thing which I talked about networks basically is, since that particular Web was listening on a network, and we want an ingress endpoint. Remember, Envoy gives you the layer 4 integration. In this case, basically, this one basically says, I'm going to listen on port 80, mm-hmm. and then that is the application name, and here's my web listener.
Okay.
So, and then I reference it back in here. That's all this is doing, basically, says here it is.
Right, connecting that front-end ingress to the port 80 of your app.
And the back-end also uses the same network, so basically now they're connected, right? So that's what it is. So I'm hoping that it's come back by now.
Okay, so that long-running process is over. We're going to switch back to the screen here and see the health of that app. You say AZ Mesh App Show, and what do we see?
Okay, let's run it. And it says that it's succeeded.
Okay, and you had said that there's an ingress, so you needed a public IP address for this?
Yes, I do. So let's just go get the network configuration of that one. So basically, right. It's AZ Mesh Network Show. So again, these CLIs are actually something which we're trying to make sure it is user-friendly. These will change over time, which is basically, it should give you the ingress endpoint.
Yeah,
like as a part of output,
one.
Right?
Exactly.
So this is preview, so these are things which customers have told us, and we will do it. So in this case, public IP happens to be this one.
All right.
So let's just take that, and then put it on this guy, so you should see.
And if I remember, your app looked like, there you go, it's kind of like Space Invaders or Asteroids.
Asteroids, yes. Oh, that was another interesting game which we had done at Build.
Yeah.
Yes. So now it's one. So now the let me just increase it to three, so that's something which will make it more interesting. So just to show how easy it is to basically scale out. So it should run.
So you're saying deployment create, but you're handing it a different JSON file, the scale out.
Yes.
.linux.json.
So let's just go through that. So the only thing which I did in here is basically everything else remains the same. Mm-hmm. So I have a network, which is the same. I've not changed anything in it. Mm-hmm. Because the front end doesn't need to do anything. It just basically is a web, it's a web listener. So never change anything here. So it's the same thing. But at the back end, what we just basically did was...
Right, line 97, replica count 3.
Is 3. So now you would think, why didn't I not type 10? The only reason...
Or a million.
Yes, I could have done... those will happen at GA, mm-hmm. where you could have a larger number. So today, for the public preview, we have limited because it's free at this point.
Yeah, of course.
And then later on, we would increase... Once you start to charge per second and per... for the resources you consume, then these limits will go away. Today, I actually have a limit of three containers.
Okay.
And so that's why 3. Otherwise, I could have had higher.
Of course.
Right. So that's what that is the only reason for it. We were just trying to do capacity management.
Of course.
So that's a different. That's what I did. And then let's go back here and see if things. So the second guy showed up.
So number 2, there's 3 just showed up right there.
Yeah. So
it's happening in real time, right?
It's real time. Yes. So that's just basically 2 more containers showed up, and then it's actually the same service without any downtime. Here you have mesh.
And okay. You haven't thought about or shared anything with me about virtual machines or the backplane or anything of that. You're only thinking about your application and the business logic of your app, which in this case is 3 containers.
Yes, that is Service Fabric Mesh. And please come by and try it out.
So it's in public preview right now?
It's in public preview. And you go to ak.ms sfmesh, and that's where you have documentation samples, we have quick starts, we have everything which you need, and also give us feedback. This is the opportunity to share to shape the product.
Fantastic. You can go to aka.ms/sfmesh, and you can get involved in the preview right now. Like you said, limited number of containers, but when it goes GA, this is a really great way to scale infinitely just the way that Azure does.
Yeah, bring your containers or create new.
So fantastic. I'm learning all about Service Fabric Mesh today on Azure Friday.